Mail to jail has been there for liberty activists in New Hampshire, unjustly incarcerated. Now, be there for them. Donate at mail-to-jail.com, something that rhymes with com. Now, one of the benefits of being in New Hampshire, oh, by the way, this is the Riddler Report, one of the benefits of being in New Hampshire is this. Some authoritarians from other states have to leave their power base and face questioning from freedom folk here. You've seen this play out in videos, but there's another way that it plays out, and that's talk radio, especially during the New Hampshire primary. A week or so ago, I got the chance to question Sheriff Joe Arpaio. He's this sheriff in Arizona that, is kind of infamous for the cruel way he treats prisoners, but he's kind of also a folk hero to the law and order crowd. Anyway, he was here, for the New Hampshire primary run-up. I think he was here to support Rick Perry, if I recall. He was on a radio show in the Manchester area. I don't remember exactly what he was talking about, but I just heard him while I was out driving. And it was, it was like 107.7 The Pulse was the station. And so I just, kind of picked up the phone and called. I had their number memorized. And, I simply told the screener that I have a question for the sheriff. And then I asked, I guess they asked the sheriff, he'd like to take the question. And he said, sure. And this is one of the good things about Arpaio is that he will face questions, including independent media questions, without blinking. So I thanked him for taking the call when I got on just, seconds later. But I asked him about the living conditions, his inmates were being subjected to, especially the high temperatures. He said that he subjects them to 142 degrees. That's what, guess what it gets to out there in the Arizona desert. And I said, well, even so, that's not precisely my concern. The problem I'm worried about right now is it victimless criminals. What percentage of the people that you're subjecting to 142 degrees are victimless criminals? And he said, victimless criminals? Like it was some kind of alien term he'd never heard before. He said, what do you mean by that? Like hookers? And I said, yeah, that would be one example. And he said, well, our troops are subjected to high temperatures. These are just criminals. If U.S. troops can put up with it, then so can these guys. Well, and I said, well, is that what our troops are fighting for? Is so that you can subject other Americans to high temperatures? And he said, well, they're criminals. And I said, well, that doesn't mean they're not Americans. And I said that, the definition of criminals is getting really wide now. We've got a 6-year-old somewhere in the country charged with a sex offense for playing doctor. We got folks arrested for selling lemonade. He said, well, we don't arrest people for spitting on the sidewalk or lemonade or anything like that. I said, well, the feds do. At least lemonade. Now, at some point, the host, who I think kind of understood my point, interjected to try and make sure the sheriff understood my point. And that's just about all I remember. The sheriff gave me some more answers that I don't remember precisely. And I said, thanks, guys, and I ended the call. I didn't change anybody's mind, probably, who was on the show. But, it may have gotten a viewer or two to thinking. And again, it was a chance to question someone who is a real foe of basic freedoms in the country. And I wouldn't get to do that if I lived in Texas or if I lived in Kansas. Those people wouldn't have to come within range of my questioning. But in New Hampshire, they do. And that's why Free Staters picked New Hampshire. Well, that's one reason. I think I'm almost out of time. So I should remind you that this edition of the Ridley Report brought to you by mail-to-jail.com, something that rhymes with com. And yeah, I just wanted to tell you about something that happened to me that you can do. If you're not calling talk radio, you can, you should. In New Hampshire, it takes very little effort to get on the air. 5 seconds, 7 seconds, 5 seconds, 4, 3, 2, 1. This is the end.